Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Great win. Again, a great environment. Crowd was just awesome. That's a long game right there, and back and forth. Some really high highs and some things we want back. So we can learn from those, but they stayed right in there with us. Great team win. A lot of guys stepped up, maybe that haven't been playing as much due to the injuries, and they did a great job. Just the back and forth, the journey of a game, kind of like the journey of a season. And I think we learned a little bit about ourselves today. We're not where we need to be, but I saw the team come together when it got tough. I mean, the momentum changed a couple different parts of the game, which is going to happen, and they stood right. They stood tall. So staff, great job by them, both offense, defense, and special teams, putting together a good plan. Josh Allen was phenomenal. That doesn't happen alone. The O-line, receivers, they all did a great job. The blocking in the run game and what James Cook was able to do, that line of scrimmage, as we talked before, was huge. On the other side of the ball, defensively, the D-line led us right there. And then we were able to do some things with our rushing coverage working together, which was good to see, and affect the quarterback a little bit there. Good to see Max get the interception. You got to think about it's only his second game in the NFL. This is a pretty big introduction to the NFL here, this type of game. So really proud of him, and just overall a good win for us. Michael Hoyt, I know he got injured, but he brought some things to our team, and it was good to have him out there. So I don't know, maybe I left somebody out here, but overall good win.
When it comes to Josh and everything that he's done, sometimes the stats get a little overwhelming because he's got so many big ones. But at least for me, sometimes there's a name that pops up and it makes you think. He passed Earl Campbell today for career rushing touchdown.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it?
From a historical standpoint, or just can you? You've been asked about him so many times. Is there anything that changes in terms of the superlatives you can talk about this guy?
I mean, just he's an incredible player, incredible human being, and to be able to, someone was asking me the other day about his impact on our community. Everybody sees the talent. Everybody sees, hurtling defenders, scrambling around, making great throws, and I think that is awesome. What's just as important, if not more important to a community, in my estimation, is who he is as a person and the impact he's made on this community. And you don't find that everywhere, right? He's a phenomenal player, and he's got high character, and that comes from his family, of course, and God. It's a real, to me, moment in Buffalo to watch him, and for the kids, the young people in this community, to watch him, how he handles himself, certainly how he plays, and you see these kids with his jersey on, and rightfully so. And I stand by him, because he's that person, right? He's certainly a great player. Easy to stand by a great player, but you stand by a person who is both. And he deserves all the accolades that he gets.
John, you only
clarification on Michael Hoyt's prognosis, and just assuming he's not going to be playing in the short term.
Yeah, so he tore his Achilles. He'll be out. He tore his Achilles. Yeah, so he'll be out, unfortunately.
Given what he gave you in Carolina and what he gave you through three quarters tonight, how big a loss is that?
It's a big loss. You know, I thought he gave us a certain level of toughness, smarts, knowing how to play the game. And, you know, we got to find somebody else that's going to step up. And that's, we've been kind of one of those years we've been, you know, tasked with doing that. And tonight you saw it again. So you can never replace one player. That said, it's about the team. And so it's, we got to continue to figure out how we can manufacture wins at this point and just who's next up. And that's why we continue to tell the guys who may not be playing yet, make sure you're ready, because the team moves through the year, right? With games being played, and these players that aren't playing have to keep up, and so they're ready to go. So we'll see where that leads us this week.
Sean, you talk a lot about the standard for your defense. The first half in Atlanta wasn't up to what you normally do. What's changed since then?
Just the attitude, I believe. Attitude. That's a key step in everything, right? Is attitude and understanding how we want things done, and you know, that takes time.
Sean, attitude on the field or attitude in? It sounded like you were saying in preparation, or what do you mean by that?
I think attitude on the field. Attitude on the field. Not that it was bad. It's just at another level right now. And you got to be nasty if you want to play good defense. If you're not tough as a defense, what do you got, right? If you want to play finesse defense, that doesn't work. So I'm really proud of the staff defensively, led by Bobby, and then the way that the guys have embraced that attitude and that nastiness.
Are you playing a larger role, Coach? You seem to be more active.
About the same, yeah, about the same.
Sean, where have you seen growth from Cole Bishop? He finished tonight with, I think, like four passes defended, seven total tackles.
Yeah.
Like he was all over the place.
Yeah, you saw tonight. I felt Cole out there. I mean, he could making big plays. You could sense his speed, and then he was popping some people out there. And that's again a journey of a young player who is taking steps in the right direction. So it's because of his preparation more than anything. And I think more than, you know, when you get more and more experience, like anything in life, you start to a little bit more understand what it's going to take, what the job description is, and so he's going to continue to grow for us here.
Sean, Josh said early on that there are certain games where he knows he's feeling it. Dawson Knox said, I can tell. Is there something that you sense from Josh early in a game when you know that you're going to be able to ride that?
Part of my job is to read our offense and as it relates to going for it or fourth down or not. And right away, you could tell, again, talk about attitude and mindset. You know, the way we were running the football in that first series, James Cook, the O-line, you could just see we were our pads were in this direction. You know, it was a forward lean on our offensive line and a forward lean on our offense, Josh included. And when he's rolling like that, I know he's vibing, and we go. It gives us more of a chance to be aggressive on fourth downs. He's an elite competitor.
You talk so often about
as much as you've played Mahomes and as great of a player as he is, was there anything different in your approach this week in facing him, or what was the key objective to get the result that you had today?
Well, if I knew, I would have done it X amount of games ago, honestly. No, we're just, I mean, you know, Andy, Matt Nagy, their coaching staff's bags. Dave Tobe on the special teams, and it's a great team, and they're very well coached. It's not happened by accident that they've been to where they've been to and won the games that they've won. So, you know, all you try and do is put a lot of time into it, and the results sometimes are variable. So, I thought overall on the whole we played a good solid football game tonight, and I think that's the most, you know, wins are great. But our level of play tonight was at a level that I was happy with.
Sean, as I mentioned, Harris been at the start. He's out there running stride for stride with Worthy, and then, you know, he was smiling pretty wide when he was in here talking about his first career interception is off Mahomes. I mean, what a moment for him. What if you had a chance to talk with him, what'd you say?
I just passed him actually on the way in here. So, yeah, he was on his way out smiling ear to ear. He's got a bright smile, right? It's he brings a lot of energy. And if you just go back to, you know, his journey when he was hurt, a couple down days maybe, rightfully so, but his character also shone through in terms of getting himself mentally where he needed to be, doing what he could, even though he couldn't do a lot, and then just staying positive. Positive energy goes a long way, and I thought the training staff did a great job of bringing him along the right way and getting him back, and then his work with, you know, behind the scenes with our DB coaches and some of the veteran players as well that have helped him, well, that's huge.
I know the Chiefs didn't have much time after that field goal at the upright, but what did you see from your defense, you know, to finish off that game?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of knew where the situation would bring us if we ran the ball and tried to kick the field goal there. So they were talking about it, you know, on the headset the whole time. I was really on with the offense. So, you know, they were preparing the whole time, and then it paid off. You know, situationally, it paid off. We have certain calls for certain situations, and I thought, you know, the call at the end there and the way that they were able to pull Patrick up there was, you know, affected the ability to throw it deeper. So,
Sean, understanding this was only Cole's 12th NFL start, you know, there's been some criticism about the slow development, if you will, at times. Have you seen what we saw tonight from him in practice, maybe even leading up to this performance?
Yeah, there's flashes. You know, for most young players, you know, games are one thing, but practices are another. It's so valuable for them to practice because that's where they get their reps, that's where they make their mistakes. It's awesome. You know, a couple of, you know, Max, I'll single out Max. We ran a play the other day at practice a couple times because he hadn't seen it yet in terms of the defense we were in, and so it was just, hey, we got to see it again. He needs to see it again, and then we teach, we slow it down, and no different for Cole. It's and you name the name, young player, that's what you got to do. And again, that's where the veterans come in, and then these guys having the right mindset to learn and to grow.
You often preach about affecting the quarterback. Just how did you see that play out
awesome.
Tonight in critical moments?
You got to do it. I mean, Patrick is a once in a lifetime player, and so difficult to beat. And when he stands back there and he's not affected, it's for that type of quarterback, it's almost like 7-on-7. So the Russian covers did a really good job tonight, and it started by winning early down so we could get him in some of those third and longs.
I think in that the 4th-and-17 conversion, they had a certain protection where they pulled the guard that circled back as Mahomes was like getting out of the pocket. Have you ever seen a team do something like that where they pull a guard back out of the formation?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you see some of that. It's, you know, it was a huge play, you know, right there. So give them credit. They executed, and we got to find a better answer there. But that was a huge momentum change in the game, I felt like. But I applaud our team, stood tall again, and that's what you got to do. You got to have that type of mentality, that type of attitude.
I'm not sure if Patrick had any rushing yards. It seemed like you guys did a good job of kind of knowing where he was at all times and keeping him contained. How important was that in your defensive game plan?
Yeah, huge. He does a really good job of, it seems like this year coming into the game, at least he was running more than ever, or maybe like the playoffs, you know, on the playoff runs they've been on. So, you know, we were aware of it and try to do our best to manage it. I don't think you're ever going to stop it, but I thought we were in some situations where we could do our best to manage it, and the guys executed. So that's some of where the Russian covers were working together.
Sean, was a Terrence Johnson injury, like long-term, day-to-day, did he have a chance to play in this game?
No chance to play in the game. I'm not really sure on the length of the injury at this point. So I know we're just taking it 1 week at a time right now.
Sean, was there any consideration of punting there at the end, or was it always field goal just based on where you were?
Field goal, or I was going to go for it. We were going to go for it. So when you get it against a team like this, you got to find a way to try and put them away. You know, they're so good. They can score so fast. We saw the drive before half, and then 4th-and-17. I mean, that's a, you know, I think I was with Andy years ago. If we had like 4th-and-20 something, 28, what was it? 26 in a playoff game against Green Bay, right? Freddie Mitchell.
Speaking of right before the half, after they make that big completion, you call a timeout. Was that pretty automatic at that point, or did it have something to do with personnel and just how you managed the possibility of what happened? You kept them out of the end zone?
Yeah, that was a huge series, if you will, or sequence down there tight. I mean, I think it was three plays down there, and that first play, the run defense stood up, because I think that made them burn the timeout. And then we went two pass plays in a row consecutively there, and we kind of had a feel, you know, with the situation not having timeouts, I got to go to the end zone twice there. So we stood up. Those guys did a great job, executed. Defensive staff had a great plan there.
Just to clarify on Michael Hoyt, when the cart came out and then left for him, was that his choice to call
yes,
it off and save
about
the team?
That, right. He wanted to see the game. You know, that's just awesome. I feel terrible for him.
Sean, every last few years, you've seen the Chiefs again. What do you do? Do you just put this aside now is what you got to do, but in your mind, you know this could be the first of two again with them?
We got to move forward. I understand what you're saying, but we got to move forward. It's time to turn the page after tonight, wake up tomorrow morning, turn the page, and get on to the Dolphins here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.